One of the more intriguing, interesting parts of the parsha is undoubtedly the fact that Yaakov is tricked into marrying the wrong girl. Lavan tricks Yaakov. Instead of marrying Rachel, Leah is there, and the Torah tells us that Vayhi Baboker, that he wakes up in the morning and he realizes something is up. He realizes that it's really Leah. Vayhi Baboker Vinehi Leah. And he goes to Lavan and says, "Why did you trick me? What exactly is going on?" A lot of interesting questions as far as this general, this general sugya. The Rishonim asked a question as to how exactly he was binding with Leah. If you married the wrong girl, so why exactly is he stuck with Leah? It was all a mistake. It should be good to go. The primary question I want to speak about tonight is an interesting one, which is according to the Torah, he only realized in the morning that he was really with Leah. What happened like during the whole wedding? How exactly did they pull this trick on Yaakov? Yaakov presumably was very much into Rachel. He meets her. He's very into her. He asked Lavan 7 years to wait in order to finally marry her. How is it possible that he is tricked into, on some level, marrying the wrong girl? Rashi tells us very famously that Yaakov was actually suspected something was going to be going on here. Yaakov knew that what Lavan was going to be up to, and therefore Yaakov made a deal with Rachel. He said to Rachel, "Listen, here are some simanim, here are certain signs, and that way I'm going to know under the chuppah it's really you." Rachel Imenu was nervous, her sister would be embarrassed. In order to avoid potential embarrassment for Leah, Rachel gave the simanim over to Leah. In that point, in that sense, Yaakov was just not totally aware. Now, what's interesting according to this pshat is that Yaakov really was actually very nervous. Yaakov knew there was a chance this was going to happen. Some of the Balei HaTosfos even explain that's why the marriage to Leah was binding also. Because Yaakov, when he got married, said the following: if it's Rachel, I want to marry Rachel. And if it's Leah, then I want this to be a chalos kiddushin also. He didn't want to have a chashash, a concern of being with a woman who wasn't his wife. So Yaakov almost like made a deal. He knew that this was a possibility. He tried to avoid it. The Lubavitch Rebbe points out that in order for this Rashi to really make sense, it must be that that Leah and Rachel really were very, very similar. That they were very similar and it was necessary to have simanim in order to tell them apart. And only in the morning, when he got a better look at her, was he able to really tell the difference. But the first mahalach is, Yaakov suspected something was going to be going on. Again, he knew what love was going to do. Leah and Rachel are a little bit similar, and therefore the simanim are really what gives it away. There's a very different pshat in the Bechor Shor, when the great Rishonim, you have it in some of the other Rishonim also. The Bechor Shor offers the following suggestion. Maybe Yaakov really didn't know Rachel that well at all. If you look in Chumash, he's not talking to her that much. He sees her initially. He says, "That's the girl I want to marry." He goes over to Lavan and says, "Can I please work for your daughter?" But maybe he didn't really know her that well. The way some add, maybe he couldn't recognize her voice that much even. He hadn't spent that much time conversing with her. He said, "This is who I want to marry." But he hadn't yet been like spending that much time with her. The Bechor Shor, along similar lines, even praises like the tznius of Yaakov, that Yaakov didn't exactly even like, wasn't talking to her that much, didn't know that much about her until they were married. He wasn't going to that much. And in that sense, you find a very different perspective. Not that Yaakov that's so close to Rachel, even in advance, spending that much time with her and giving these private simanim. It's a Yaakov that in a certain sense didn't even really know Rachel that well at all, and therefore is much easier for him to be tricked. There is a third pshat. How exactly could Yaakov be tricked? Not that the simanim were given over, or he didn't really know them that well at all, but there's a very wild medrash. It's a medrash which describes what happened the next morning. The medrash says that Kol ha'layla ha'isa osa atzma k'Rachel. The medrash says, it's according to Torah Shlema here, that the whole night Leah was essentially trying to be Rachel. She was tricking him. He knew Rachel, but Leah was trying her best to put on a Rachel impersonation. What happens in the morning? In the morning, they wake up, and Yaakov says to her, "You daughter of a cheat, why are you cheating me?" Now, what's interesting here is, I never paid attention to this, in the Psukim, Yaakov is only really upset at Lavan in a certain sense. Like, "Why do you trick me?" But Leah had to also be in on this to some extent. At least, according to the Medrash, for sure. And Yaakov, he does, like, "Why do you trick me?" And Leah responds, according to the Medrash, "You're getting upset at me for tricking you? Where do you think, like, you're the trickster? What did you do to your father? Look what you did. You tricked him in last week's parsha, Anochi Esav Bichorecha. Like, come on. I pretended to be it's me, you know, Rachel, one day will be your, you know, where exactly you were Asa Shaloka Hogan, and like in a certain sense, like, I'm just doing back to you, what you did to your father. Now the Medrash says something wild at the end of the Medrash. Medrash says, and from there, the relationship of Yaakov and Leah began to fall apart a little bit. That Leah, he says, umitocha dvar halalu shehochicha, so hischil lisona. That part of the, that Yaakov started to develop a negative feelings towards Leah, because Leah gave him Musar. Like, what exactly are you doing? Some even suggest, and the Chama Leibowitz had this shot, that some even suggest that in many ways this was a punishment for Yaakov. That Yaakov, you tricked Yitzchak, so we're going to, he's also going to be tricked. He's tricked again when it comes to the brothers. The brothers end up, Yaakov's children trick him also. Yaakov, you tricked. Look what's going to happen to you. The Pardes Yosef asks an interesting question. What's pshat in this medrash? Leah saying to him, well, you tricked Yitzchak, so I'll trick you. What? Who asked this Shloka Hogan? So she's going to do Shloka Hogan? Yaakov did something that was inappropriate, Lefi Leah. And Leah saying, so I'll also do something that inappropriate? So rather, he quotes, the Pardes Yosef quotes from Yeshua's Yaakov, an interesting pshat. What's really going on in the medrash is the following. Yaakov is saying that Leah saying to Yaakov, remember when you tricked Yitzchak? What was your trick when you tricked Yitzchak? You were saying, I'm really the Bechor. That I'm the one who's really the Bechor. It didn't look like it, but you were tricked him to prove that you bought the Bechor, you're really the Bechor. So Leah's saying back, Lefi, your trick, based on your trick of trying to say that you're really the Bechor. Well, guess what? I'm also the Bechor. And the Bechor should be with the Bechor. And in that sense, it's not that she's saying like it's a Musari kind of a point. Look, you tricked. Don't blame me for tricking. But I learned from your trick that you're really the Bechor, which means that it was mistaken for you to want to be with Rachel, because the oldest should be with the oldest. And therefore, Leah's coming along and Leah's saying, I'm the one that rightfully should really be with you. Salvechik offered a bit of a similar insight in describing Leah. The Rav, it's quoted here in the Rav Chumash from Yemei Zikaron, the Rav the following idea. We know the Torah tells us here that Leah's eyes were rakos, they were very tender. And Rashi explains that she was crying a lot because she was destined to marry Esav, and she didn't want to marry Esav at all. And if Salvechik points out something so powerful about Leah, Leah is involved in the trick. But it's not the Leah that's there because I want to get back at Yaakov, nor is it just the Leah as far as like, you're the Bechor, I want to be with the Bechor, also I'm the Bechor, I should be with you. But rather something else entirely. Many people, says of Salvechik, if they knew that they were destined to be with Esav, at some point many would just give up. And many would resign themselves to a particular fate. And sometimes in life, you have people that when it looks like they're destined for a certain path, they will just fall into that path entirely. They'll stay in that path, and that's what they're going to, and that's what they're going to do. But Leah was never willing to do that. Leah wanted nothing more than being part of Knesset Yisrael. Leah wanted nothing more than to be with Yaakov Avinu and to build Klal Yisrael with Yaakov. She was not willing to settle to be with Esav, so suggests with Salvechik. According to this idea, something very, very powerful. The trick, it's not just that, you know, the simanim, nor is it just, he didn't really know them well altogether. But again, the Medrash says, Leah was actively involved in tricking Yaakov, but not to give Musar, but rather to become part of Klal Yisrael. That she was unwilling to say, I'm not going to be part of, she couldn't say, I'm not going to be part of Klal Yisrael. And she was going to actively be involved. In that sense, the fact that Leah gets involved in Klal Yisrael through this sort of like almost backhanded way, is not like a bidyeved reality. It's an incredibly powerful statement about who Leah really was. Leah was a person that was never able, was never willing to say, I'm just going to be stuck with what I have. That if I'm supposed to be with Esav, so Nebuch, I'll be with Esav, that's all who I am. If I come from a family with Lavan, I'm just going to be stuck with that forever. That's not what she said at all. Leah said, there's nothing more that I want without being part of Knesset Yisrael. With every fiber of her being, said Salvechik, Leah desired to be a mother of Knesset Yisrael. God desired that her great dream would be realized, but only through her sheer assertiveness. That's the lesson of Leah, that Leah is going to be actively involved. One of the more intriguing things in this week's parsha, the fact that Yaakov could be tricked. Was he tricked at the Bechor Shor? Says because he didn't know Rachel that well altogether. Or was he tricked because Rachel and Leah, as Baba Trevi emphasized within Rashi, were really very similar. And therefore, there were simanim to tell them apart, and Rachel, through a great act of self-sacrifice, gave over those simanim. But the third idea, Leah was so much involved in this scam. Leah was there, and she was there to pretend, to act like Rachel the whole night. And even when they realized, so Leah brought in this idea of sometimes, you know, tricking. You tricked, and now I'm going to trick. The fear of Salvechik, part of the idea of tricking, just to clarify, I didn't say it earlier, I think part of the suggestion is, Yaakov, just like you tricked to be the builder of Klal Yisrael, I'm also going to trick to be the builder of Klal Yisrael. Just like you knew you was really right and what you were really destined to get, despite the fact that other people told you that you were not destined for this, so says Leah back, I'm also going to go after this, even though some people are going to tell me that I'm not really destined for it. An incredibly powerful idea, the power of being part of Klal Yisrael, the desire to become part of Klal Yisrael in a very, very powerful way. It's all part of the building of Klal Yisrael. Shkai, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful night.